Fiona Kelly joins us with what it says in Wednesday's papers.
The winners and losers in the European election dominates today's front pages. The Irish Times carries a picture of a delighted Lynn Boylan of Sinn Féin being hoisted in the air at the RDS last night after she heard that she'd been elected. The Irish Independent leads with the line that the loss of Ciarán Cuff's seat for the Green Party has resulted in infighting within the coalition. Philip Ryan writes that Green Party leader Éamon Ryan confronted the Taoiseach an Tánaiste over comments made by newly elected Fine Gael MEP Regina Doherty that the Green Party was autocratic. It's a washout for the Greens. That's the headline on the front of the Irish Daily Mail. The paper suggests that if the party also loses its Ireland South MEP Grace O'Sullivan, it will put an even darker complexion on its performance following its loss of 26 seats in the local election. Claire Daly's response to a question put to her by RT's Samantha Librari provides the Irish Daily Star with its lead story. As she left the count centre immediately after hearing she'd been eliminated, Daly told Librari, "You've had no interest in talking to me for 5 years, so I've no interest in talking to you." Huffy Daly is how the Star describes her under the headline, "Pout for the Count." Elsewhere on the front pages, the Irish Daily Mirror and Irish Sun lead with the government's plan to ban the XL bully breed of dog following a number of recent attacks, one of which resulted in the death of Nicole Morley in Limerick. A new report, which found that Ireland had the highest number of drug deaths in the EU, is covered on the front of the Irish Examiner. And sports-related stories dominate the front of today's Northern papers. GAA president and former Armagh captain Jarlath Burns is quoted in the Belfast Telegraph saying that although he expects that the redevelopment of Casement Park will go ahead, he doesn't think any Euro 2028 matches will be played there, since the spec is unlikely to meet UEFA standards for hosting a tournament of that scale. The Irish News leads with an investigation which is underway at Liverpool Football Club into how the Glendermott Valley Flute Band from Derry was allowed to parade through the grounds of Anfield playing an instrumental version of the Billy Boys, a song which includes the lyrics "Up to our knees in Fenian blood." Returning now to the election, there's a lovely picture of John Moran, the first directly elected mayor of Limerick, with his mum Bridie at the count centre at Limerick Racecourse on the front of the Examiner. Fianna Fáil's Billy Kelleher, who looks set to take the second seat in Ireland South, features in another picture in the Independent. He's standing beside a female Garda outside Nemo Rangers in Cork, laughing heartily, leaving you wonder what exactly she's just said to him. What a security guard said to Sinead Gibney features in the Seen and Heard column in today's Mail, as the Soc Dems candidate left the RDS count centre shortly after hearing she'd been eliminated yesterday. When the security guard asked her if she'd be returning, she answered, "Unfortunately not," as she handed back her access pass. Also in that column, we're told that on hearing he'd been returned to Kerry County Council, Kenmare MART manager Dan McCarthy and his supporters celebrated at the count centre in Killarney with a spot of line dancing. And finally, the Irish News gives front page coverage to the invitation the Vatican has issued to Irish comedians Patrick Keelty, Ardal O'Hanlon and Tommy Tiernan to meet the Pope on Friday. They're amongst the 100 comedians from Europe and the US invited to the unusual gathering, which according to the Vatican has been organised in a bid to celebrate the beauty of human diversity and to promote a message of peace, love and solidarity. The Irish News reminds us that O'Hanlon famously played Father Dougal in Father Ted, while Tommy Tiernan's first appearance on The Late Late Show in 1997 led to hundreds of complaints following a routine he did based on the crucifixion.
You'd love to be in that room on Friday. Fiona, thank you very much indeed.